it did not come by surprise, because we knew that the trend that the food insecurity was taking was going up every year. And this report just came up to confirm that that what we were afraid of is now the reality. I think the main thing that we need to do is how to change that trend. And the things that we need to do, there are so many efforts that are ongoing, but we still getting this level of food insecurity. So this is going to show us that a lot of things need to be done, despite what we have been working on. But there is something that does not click for the things that we are doing, and we have to discover that and to know what are the things that are making the trend of for food insecurity to continue going up.
So what do you think are the major factors contributing to this situation of food insecurity across the globe and particularly in Africa?
There are so many things that are involved, but the key ones, we have the climate shock in Africa. We have the state of the conflict also elsewhere, that we live in a global environment. We are connected. So what is happening in Gaza, what's happening in Ukraine, is affecting some of the countries in Africa, because those countries in Africa rely on either the food is producing in Ukraine or the fertilizer that are being produced in Russia, that can no longer, the countries in Africa that desperately need to continue getting those resources are not getting them. The other thing that is the chronic inequality that we are seeing, the country that really needs to get help in order to get out of this trend that we are getting of food insecurity are not being receiving what they need to receive in order to get out of this crisis.
But do you think the international community is paying much attention to some of these concerns highlighted in this report?
I do pay attention to what is highlighted, but the fact that are they doing it efficiently? Are they doing it to all the countries that have the need? Because there are so many factors that get into the decision to intervene in one country or another. There are some political issues that may affect the contribution from one country to another. But when you look at the high level, you will think that, yes, they are paying attention to it.
But do you think members of the international community have the tools and the knowledge to prevent hunger for everyone for good?
As far as I know, I've been in this business for over 35 years. I will say that, yes, that they do know what it takes. But one factor that needs to be looked at, there are some, as I said, a lot of political implications that may prevent one country from getting involved in the country that is in need of help. That knowledge exists. And what I'm saying that we need to look at, we do not need, I think the country do not need for the intervention in terms of emergency interventions. We do not need those humanitarian. We do, yes, I'm taking that back. We do need that, but that should not be our primary way of intervention. The intervention, we should look at the prevention. If we focus a little bit on the prevention instead of going there because we see that the as a human being, you can see people are suffering, then you have that desire of going to assist. But we can do it upfront, do it on the prevention side, instead of waiting for people are desperate or people are in the famine or people start dying, then you see that that's where you have the courage to intervene. If we start intervening during the prevention stage, then we will be able to at least to have a heat wave